Track 8. In his fascinating book, nature writer David North tells the story of a year in the life of Clay and Salthouse Marshes.
Clay and Salthouse Marshes are a landscape full of wonders, both in the ordinary, the everyday happenings out on the marsh, and in the wonders of bird migration that link this Norfolk Wildlife Trust nature reserve to at least half of our planet. David North's recent book, Life-Changing, Clay and Salthouse Marshes, takes the reader through the changing seasons and wildlife of just one year on this much-loved and well-known nature reserve, which celebrates its centenary in 2026. The book runs from September to September, which might seem strange, but as David explains, you may wonder why I begin my year in September rather than more traditionally in January. The main reason is my love of geese, and in particular the pink-footed geese that each year arrive on Clay and Salthouse Marshes during this month. They are both markers and symbols of the great seasonal changes that take place on these marshes. The month of September also embraces the autumn equinox, a tipping point of seasonal change, a time when tides of birds are on the move and autumn migration is at a peak. There are three elements to David's descriptions of each month: an introductory summary highlighting the wildlife to be seen that month, evocative descriptions of walks through this landscape during the month, and knowledge sections, adding fascinating background details about the wildlife observed. David's words capture the atmosphere, light and mood of this much-loved landscape. I write about a place of change. There are constant comings and goings of both wildlife and people here. Every visit to this special place is different. Different birds, different weathers, different experiences, he says. There are changes that happen moment to moment with the turning of the tide or an approaching storm or simply a cloud passing over the sun, changing the play of light, shadow and colour. There are cyclical changes, tides of life that mark the seasons here. The arrival of great skeins of geese each autumn and their departure at winter's end. Geese that write lines across our Norfolk. It's not just birds that mark these seasonal changes. As we, unthinking, journey around our sun, Clay's reed bed marks this great circling in a slow transformation. From summer greens to winter browns, Clay's calendar measured in reed. From first emerging reeds in spring, each green spear urgently seeking the sun, to tall, silver-headed reeds catching the low winter light and casting feathered seeds to the wind. Within the book there are evocative descriptions of close encounters with wildlife. Brown hares, migrating toads, a family of otters, snow buntings, a wren singing in the reeds. David celebrates the commonplace as much as the rarities. On otters, otters seem so much at one with their water world. Fluid is a good word to describe the way they move. They understand the language of water in a way that perhaps we never really can. Otters flow. Their sleek, sinuous bodies seem to flow like water. Like water, they can be playful. Playful, like the two young otters I'm watching, splashing and creating swirling patterns of ripples. But just like these two elusive adults, they can also vanish underwater without leaving any trace of their presence on the surface. Hidden like currents moving through a deep, still pool. Otters speak to us of a parallel world where water is a pathway, and its hidden depths, both playground and hunting ground. On hares, I feel sure this hare is about to run, but instead it sniffs the air. It's so close, I can see its dark black nostrils opening and closing, and the long white whiskers on either side of its nose twitching. I'm captivated by its eyes, eyes the colour of amber. Strangely hypnotic eyes with large black pupils surrounded by a ring of orange gold. Hares are always said to have black tips to their ears, but seen so closely, though the tops of its ears are dark, they have a silver sheen as if the dark fur below is frosted on its surface. There are whiskers above its eyes, shorter and finer than the long whiskers either side of its nose, black with lighter tips. The large deep pools of its pupils seem elliptical rather than round, and their orange coronas glow as if lit from within. On spending time in nature, time stops. Close encounters with wildlife can do that. Those extraordinary, unpredictable moments when nature halts us in our tracks with sheer beauty are timeless. All that exists is the present moment. Thoughts quieten and die away. There is just the here and now. Anyone who spends time in nature, anyone who has passion and love for the natural world will know these moments. Gifts that make the whole world shine and create memories that last a lifetime. As well-known nature writer and Norfolk Wildlife Trust president, Patrick Barham writes in the book's foreword, "If you've never visited Clye at all, this book will enable you to inhabit it and understand it as David does, and a visit will become irresistible. If you already enjoy a relationship with Clye, this book will deepen it and confirm your affection for its skies, marshes, and many moods." Life-changing Clye and Salthouse Marshes by David North is available from Norfolk Wildlife Trust visitor centres, Gerald's in Cromer, The Book Hive in Aylsham and Norwich, City Books in Norwich, and online at mascotmedia.co.uk.